1077 Pulse FM. This is Vanessa with you. I'd say happy Thursday, but it doesn't feel very fitting because the entire world right now is talking about Russia's attack on Ukraine. So far, there's reports more than 40 people have died. I'm sure that number is going to be changing, but just horrible. You know, you can't believe what you're seeing. What is this? 1918? It feels like we're back in World War One. Seeing a photo, I shouldn't say it doesn't feel like World War One in general, but seeing these videos online of a building being bombed, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking in Ukraine. And there's also a video online of like parents having to say goodbye to their kids who are boarding trains trying to leave the country. And there's this one video on TikTok right now, it's trending, of this dad just holding his young daughter. She must be about four or so, just, you know, holding her as tight as he can, saying, I'll see you soon. He's going to stay behind to fight. And, oh, whether you're a parent or not, it's just heartbreaking and just hard to talk about. Canada has announced stronger sanctions against Russia. Biden is doing a live press conference as we speak, saying the same thing. All the countries coming together to try and stop what we're seeing unfolding. And on top of that, it makes you proud to be a Canadian. And when you hear this, that Trudeau also says the federal government will be prioritizing immigration applicants for Ukrainians who want to come to Canada. Those are going to be the top of the list for immigration papers to be approved. And he's also launching a dedicated phone line for anyone in the Ukraine who has any urgent questions about coming to Canada. So that does make you feel so proud to be Canadian. We have one of the largest Ukrainian populations in the world, and we are just so proud to bring in more and to help them from this just disgusting thing we're seeing on TV. Still, though, Ukraine's president says the country won't give up its freedom. They're not backing down despite the attacks. So much to keep up on. We'll keep you up to date throughout today's entire show here, but also you can follow us on our website, pulsefm.ca. But I'm sure it's safe to say around the world right now, we're praying for Ukraine.